And welcome to In-Game Chat for Saturday, November the 9th, 2019. It is Season 13, Episode 40, and I'm Scott.
And I'm RJ.
And that's all. That'll do it for us. Nate, we'll see. Hopefully he'll be back next week, and hopefully Matt will be back next week as well. Not sure. He came down with a cold, was going to be here, but could not make it. Go ahead and get our clap out of the way here.
Good job.
Thank you very much. It takes a lot of skill, effort, and talent
to not pinch your fingers in that thing.
Yeah, pretty much. So, welcome to the show, everybody. If you'd like to get in touch with us, our phone number is 334-272-9228. 272-9228. You can call in. Check out ingamechat.net for all the links to get in touch with us. You can find us on Twitter at InGameChat. You can also find us on Facebook there as well. You can email us, everyone at ingamechat.net. We are streaming now on Twitch. Head over to twitch.tv, type in in-game chat in the search bar there to be able to find us. Easiest way to do this is go to ingamechat.net on your browser, and then there's a bunch of links over to the left. Click on that, and you'll be taken right to the page where you can watch us. You can also join in the chat room live while we broadcast as well. I'll do a chat room roll call a little bit later. So, anyway, welcome to the show. Well, you weren't here. You went out of town last week.
Yeah, so what'd I miss?
Oh, what did you miss? Well, Blizzard announced Diablo 4. Mm-hmm. And I was going to say StarCraft 2, but Overwatch 2. They came out and made a massive apology about how things were handled with the whole Hong Kong situation and everything else, and said, you know, the apology had the potential to be fantastically sincere.
But we knew it wasn't going to be.
Well, and would have been if they had, you know, just done the thing they said at the end, which said, I know these are a lot of, they said something to the effect of, I know these are just words, but we hope to show you in action that, you know, that we're going to change our whatever. We're going to do better. But they showed in action that, basically, the guy's still banned.
Yeah.
The other people are still banned. There is no change in that. If there were, then I would say, you know what? Maybe, okay, fine. That's your first step. Mm-hmm. Your first step in putting out those actions that show that you want to do better by the community and want to do better as just a company itself would be to unban those people. But you didn't. You just kept the ban.
Yeah. So I think I was saying that, when we were talking about this, how they were just going to shut up and not say anything at all. And they may as well have said nothing at all because
at this point,
the effect is still in effect. The guy's still banned. So you may as well have not said anything at all.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, if they had come out and said what they said and then unbanned, and you know, even right there, you would have said, as of this moment, we are lifting the bans on those, would have been a massive amount of goodwill shown to do what they wanted to do. But they totally did not do that.
Yeah.
They totally didn't do it. And so, meh. On Blizzard.
So. Yeah, so don't mess with who's giving you money. So there
you
go.
Red Dead 2 has released on PC, but that was this week.
I heard that was a mess.
It's got some port problems.
Is it to the level of
Arkham Knight?
Arkham Knight, yeah.
Yeah, I am not sure about that. I don't think so.
Like I said, I think I said before, the biggest problem I had from Arkham Knight was raining inside the clock tower. That was the only problem I had. Yeah, everything else was just a horror show from what I've heard from the PC players. because I was playing on a PS, on a PlayStation.
From what I understand, this thing is a massive, not a resource hog, but it's a Crysis 3 type of thing, whereas there's nothing yet that exists that would let you run this at complete max settings on everything.
Yeah. I think Crysis 3, there was a joke that said you have to have a computer at NASA to play this
game. Yeah. It's kind of like that. It's like there is nothing that is, apparently nothing yet that is capable to run this thing at full settings, full blast. But that, you know, and they're patching it and they're finding, you know, ways that, hey, you tweak this, it can work for you. And that's all. I mean, seriously, if it's PC gaming, then you've got to be prepared to do that. Mm-hmm. You've got to be prepared to tweak a small setting, close the program, open it back up, see if there's any difference. Tweak another setting, close it, open it back up, see if there's any difference. I mean,
Or like it happened in my case with Destiny and Vanquish.
Yeah. Your situation was weird.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what it is very tweakable type of game that a lot of people are finding they're trying to run it at what they think they can run it, and it's not working out. They're having to dial it back a little bit. Mm-hmm. So, as far as playing Arkham Knight on PC, no, that was bad. They eventually patched it to work, but it was bad out of the box. It was horribly bad out of the box.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Red Dead's having some issues. I know Matt picked it up, and he is having issues with it as well.
He said it was a resource hog, but heck, the game was what 100 and how many gigs on the
PlayStation? 156 gigs. I don't know, but it's going to be a resource hog.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a thing. It's going to be. I don't know if it's well optimized. It seems to be because it's got a lot of options. I mean, a ton of options in that thing.
Yeah. So, when a situation like that happens, is it something? Do you feel like it's something like a rush job, trying to get it, try to hurry up and get it to the
No, yeah. It can be, depending on who's developing it. Yeah. But I don't feel like,
because I'm thinking it's like hurry and get it to store. We'll fix any patches later. Just get out there for sale right now.
I don't think it's anything like that with them. I really don't. And even if it is, I think they've got their eyes on this thing pretty closely to iron out the bugs as fast as they can. If it's coming up. So I what I don't read about is a lot of not exceptional, but like really, really bad issues, you know. Mm-hmm. Like the thing's broken. It's not broken.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't have it. I won't be picking it up for a while. So so yeah, that happened when we were on, and some other stuff happened. I don't know that I'm trying to remember. Got our PS Plus games for November. Got our Xbox One games for November. For what those are, and I can't remember what they are.
Let's see. One I already got. Let's see. What was it? Neo?
Neo's one of them.
Neo and Outlast, I think, was on the PlayStation.
Outlast is the other one.
Yeah, so I put Outlast in the library. Neo is one of those titles I haven't finished yet.
Yeah.
And speaking of which, it was the demo that I downloaded that I got one day left to work on. And I could probably fix something that I didn't get to do when Neo came out with their demo.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone recalls Neo, when it first came out, the demo, if you were to able to go through the entire demo and beat the boss at the end of it, you got the special icon or trophy or something that you could put on your William when you play with him when the full version of the game came out.
Okay.
And I think there's something they're doing this again for Neo 2. I think it's two stages you got to go through, and they'll give you something special if you get through it before the full version comes out.
Never played it. Mm-hmm. But I now own it, but I've never played it.
Yeah.
That record will stand for a while. So, I own it, but I've never played it.
Yeah.
So, so that's what's going on. And then, of course, you've got this week, which is the release of Death Stranding.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That came out last night, yesterday.
It
was Thursday, 11 p.m., something like that.
Friday.
What I'm saying?
Friday.
Yeah, it was basically Friday release date. So that is out. I was hoping that Nate would be able to be here. I didn't know. He probably hasn't put much time into it anyway, but I was hoping Nate would have been here so we could get his experience with it at least. And I know there's other people out there who have played it. I believe Chris picked up the, that big collector's edition type thing, and so I know he's got it. In fact, all of the music that we've got in today's show comes from Death Stranding. It is all Death Stranding music. So it's all tracks from that soundtrack. So we've got that. And, I mean, as for me and what I've been playing or anything, it's just been Destiny 2, really. Iron Banner's out, so I've been doing a lot of that. Mm-hmm. Did that on both characters. They fixed the Pinnacle situation, so that's now granting further progress now. So doing the Pinnacle activities. And every bounty that is out there for Iron Banner, which is four per character, four or five mm-hmm. per character, is going to get you a Pinnacle thing once you finish it. Mm-hmm. And I actually finished up my second character's bounties this morning. Before the show.
Nice.
So I got all that done.
The thing about Iron Banner is Iron Banner for me was still the thing for me was the shaders from Iron Banner was the most attractive thing in there instead of the weapons. I looked at the weapons and I just couldn't really get into any of them.
Yeah, I'm not really a fan of any of the weapons with the exception of Swarm of the Raven, which is their grenade launcher.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good it's one of those like, oh, do you have it? If you get Swarm of the Raven in Iron Banner, you always need to check to make sure it's got spike grenades. If it's got spike grenades,
mm-hmm.
then you need to check and see what your other perks are.
Spike grenades, are they like sticky grenades, or do they have shrapnel?
Spike grenades immediately stick to...
Okay, sticky grenades.
They're sticky grenades, but like they hit on impact, basically.
Okay.
Yeah, and they explode on impact. Mm-hmm. If you hit the enemy character with them, they will explode on impact, mm-hmm. which is the point, because... there are some that do bounce, you know, that bounce off, that do timed explosions or different things like that.
Yeah, I think so. I was never a fan of grenade launchers. I think the only one I've ever had was Play of the Game.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the exotic was the one with the robo bugs. I don't know the name of it. But
Colony.
The Colony, okay, those things. So I was never really a fan of those.
Yeah.
Heavy weapons, I just get the rocket launcher, be fun.
Done. Yeah. Now, Swarm of the Raven with spike grenades, and you can get some other perks that are on top of it. If it's got spike, you're pretty good.
Okay.
But if you get it with spike, those are ones to, that's one to hang on to.
Mm-hmm.
It is very meta in the, mostly overall, the entire game. For raid bosses and anything else, it's very meta.
So can you set traps with the thing? Like stick it to a ceiling or something?
No. It's not sticky like that. There's not, okay. It's not a...
So there's no proximity type?
Yeah, it's not a proximity mine or anything like that. It's not really a trap setter type thing.
Okay.
But it does really, really well because it has a very fast rate of fire. And so you can boom, 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 boom. And the impact, you know, the damage that it inflicts is pretty good.
How many rounds in a magazine?
Five.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, you can get a lot out.
Five in a magazine. Now, it was great whenever, a warlock would throw down as well. And if the warlock was wearing the Luna Faction Boots.
Mm-hmm.
Luna Faction Boots allowed your weapon to pull from reserves. So you never had to reload.
Okay.
Yeah. So you would have you would have 16 shots with your mm-hmm. grenade launcher. And, you know, during damage phase of a boss, somebody plops down the well that you're standing in and your gun could just fire 16 times.
Mm-hmm.
You'd never have to reload. They don't do that anymore. They mm-hmm. took that out.
Yeah.
They nerfed the Luna Faction Boots. However, the Luna Faction Boots now provide very fast reloading.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's five shots, reload, five shots, reload, five shots, reload.
Yeah, I've seen some of the weapon changes in Destiny. One I didn't like was for Nameless Midnight, because I picked up one, and explosive payload wasn't part of the...
was it not part of the rolls?
It wasn't part of the things anymore. So it was like I went back to my old set of things that I picked up in the vault,
mm-hmm.
and I just remade my... old one, because the old one still had explosive payload. I mean, that was one of the perks I liked for it. Didn't have the range of a Song of Justice or anything like that, but the explosive payload made up for it.
Yeah, you can do that as well.
So the Iron Banner as well, because like I said, the shaders were the highlight of that, and now I can remake those anytime I want, as long as I got legendary shards.
Well, yeah, exactly. Your shaders now, you can just pull them out of your collections as many as you want, you know.
Yeah, the whole hard part is just collecting them now, because there's so many that I've missed out on that I would like to get, but I don't see them.
Yeah, so that's the only, but going back to that's the only gun worth getting out of the Iron Banner drops. There's really no armor that's worth getting or anything like that, but what you are pulling is... the pinnacle bounties, which are moving you up higher and higher over the cap.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah. Probably all the Destiny talk that we'll do, because I don't think I have anything else here in the in the news feed. Now, it's been 2 weeks for you. Have you played anything?
I've been doing, for the most part, it's still being Code Vein. I'm still trying to level up my character to the max of 300. And I'm not sure if that's a cap or not, but that's what it looks like, because I was watching a friend of mine play while I was out of town, and he hit level 300 with his character, and that was the max point. The thing is, though, we don't know if the max is going to go up if we get to New Game Plus 2 or anything else, because I've only got to New Game Plus 1 mm-hmm. because enhanced difficulty. For this game, enhanced difficulty means, basically, you can't take damage from anybody, and the bosses can take more. So basically, a boss battle for me is basically two hits dead. So I'm at a sticking point. I'm at the boss battle between the Cannoneer and the Bladebearer. It's basically, for anybody who played Dark Souls, it's basically the Ornstein and Smough battle.
Yeah.
You got one guy who's heavy set, hits like a truck, so he's easy to get to. But the other person, the Bladebearer, she hits like a truck as well, but she's like much, much faster. She's the fastest thing in the room.
Mm-hmm.
So she's a priority. Take her out first. Problem is, while you're taking her out, the Cannoneer is focusing on you. Everybody focuses on your character, not your partner, just you. And your partner's the same way as well. Two hits on your partner, and they're probably going to be gone too. So while you're trying to deal with the Bladebearer, like in my case, suddenly, here's a situation that happened all the time. I would focus on her attacks. I know what's coming, so I know how to dodge and move and get out the way of them. Unfortunately, by the time I can attack, she leaves herself open. So I'm about to attack, and before I can attack, a fireball hits me in the back. Now I'm in hit stun. And while I'm in hit stun, the Bladebearer's loading up and hitting me again. The fireball was the first hit. Her sword swipe was the second hit, dead.
Yeah.
So that's the type of roadblock I'm in now. If it was a one-on-one type thing, it would be no problem. No problem getting through that at all. But since it's essentially a two-on-one battle, and you're trying to divide and conquer, but while you're trying to focus on one, the other one's teeing off on you. So
yeah.
That's the roadblock I'm at right now. And if I can't get past that, it's going to be a long time before I can get to New Game Plus 2. So I'm going to have to like go to YouTube or something or try to find another strategy or find another blood code or something to mm-hmm. put in there and figure out something to deal with these two, because that's the sticking point. On enhanced difficulty, I can say right now, because I know how to deal with the other bosses past them. But that's, for me, that's the most difficult boss battle in the game. Because it's a two-on-one situation.
Yeah.
One-on-one, I can handle fine. Two-on-one, a lot more difficult on enhanced difficulty.
Yeah.
Other than that, of course, like I said before, the Neo 2 demo came out, so I got a little...
Neo 2 demo. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The demo came out, like 15 gigs or something. You can mm-hmm. download it. I think it ends on the 10th, so tomorrow. So if you haven't had a chance to download it or play it or get the thing that I was talking about, the special thing if you play the full version, you only got until the 10th to do that. Played a little bit with the character creation type thing.
Yeah.
So I was working with that, so I haven't got a chance to play the actual game yet. But I'll probably be doing that after the show or later on this week. Try to get as much as I can in, or try to get that accomplishment before the demo ends. But outside of that, that's pretty much it.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, coming up, we're going to talk about, well, I don't know. I don't have Death Stranding impressions. Of anything. I've watched some videos of it, and man, it does not look like anything I want to really get into.
The mind thing, it's a messes with you or whatever?
No, it just does not look entertaining to me. Doesn't look like I would have fun playing it.
So
Does it seem like
a game that you have to think a lot or whatever about what's going on or things like that?
You know, maybe. Just nothing so far. Nothing just has really struck me as appealing about it. Nothing's really looked at and like, oh man, I really want to try that.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to be kind of divisive, as far as the people that I've, you know, looked over who are playing it, that sort mm-hmm. of thing. Some like it, some don't. Polarizing, I guess, is a good word for
yeah.
it. So I don't know. Currently I sit on the fence of, not having interest.
More than willing
to hear, you know, people's impressions of it, that's fine. But it's not something that's pulling me in.
So not even worth a rental? Just look on the outside, wait to see everybody else?
Probably not a rental.
Or would you watch it on someone streaming it?
No, I tried to watch a stream earlier. I was just bored. I really was. And it was early in the game, so maybe it was going to be boring. Maybe it was going to be boring anyway. Hey, you're on in-game chat. Who's this?
This is Chris.
Hey, Chris. I know you picked up the game.
Yeah, I heard you talking about it and everything. I just want to comment and share what it is really like to be playing this. You know, it's like you said, it's not for everybody. The more you're patient at playing games and taking your time to do certain things, it would be for people like that. But if you're impatient, you know, and want to get things done quickly, you know, do this and that and jump back and forth, you know, then that's probably not the way, you know, that people would enjoy it if they like gameplay that are like that.
Yeah. I was thinking it is a Kojima game. So Kojima games have a history of like a buildup before the real intensity starts, isn't it?
Yeah. But, yeah, it's pretty slow to progress, but basically, you know, you're like, you're a traveler, you're a ferryman or, you know, a delivery man that mm-hmm. takes, you know, items from one location to another. But basically, all these little hubs, you have to reconnect them to this big network that basically can break down the items or synthesize them and reprint them like with 3D printers or something similar to that.
Mm-hmm.
And when you hook up more areas the further west you go, you unlock more items that you can make, like bridges or ladders or ropes or even weapons. I've only connected two areas, but it's taken me a good maybe 5 or 6 hours of gameplay. But, you know, I've been having fun going back and forth and finding lost loot that's tagged that, hey, this one needs to go back to this specific center, or this needs to go back to the beginning one. I've made treks, and you know, they thanked me and, you know, gave me a better rating, you know, for delivering items back and forth, and then, and all, which mm-hmm. allows you to get more resources that you can make more ladders or make more things and stuff that you can use out there in the environment that, in turn, that other people can use as well.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, basically the way the connectivity for other people work is the further west you go, if you're going to a new area that needs to be connected, the things that in that area that the people have made will not show up until you get to that area and connect the network on your end. And then once you go back, it's all these different places, you know, a bunch of people put warnings here and there, you know, this is a bad area, you know, look out for the invisible enemies or whatnot, or look out for these bad people that like to steal stuff from you.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll have ladders down or signs, you know, or, you know, you can all put all kind of different things out there in the environment that show up on your little mini map when you connect new areas, and all that stuff pops up once you do from all the different people that have been playing the game.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Yeah, just
it's very unique, and I've thoroughly enjoyed it. So it just depends, you know, if people can get out there and rent it or get a copy of it and just start playing it with somebody else's copy, that'd probably be the best way to go.
Right, because that, yeah, I know. I'd never pay full price for it. And the closest thing I would do would be something like a rental to play it and see what it's like.
Yeah.
I'll wait for it. So.
Yeah, I did get the collector's edition, just like Nate did as well. You know, I saw him at the store on Thursday night when we were down there, you know, where I found out I could pick it up at 9:00. Oh shoot, yeah, I'll go ahead and pick it up. That's a whole lot better than getting it the next day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I think I like the most about the collector's edition the steel box game was at the very top, and you open it right up, and it's right there in the center. And say, oh good, just grabbed it and popped it in, and
yep.
I had to wait the longest for the game to install, but the update on the internet was already ready to install before the game was even installed on the hard drive, so
mm-hmm.
waiting was the worst part of it. But yeah, I was able to play it about an hour that first night on Thursday, and yeah, it got me hooked.
How many gigs was it, can you recall?
I think it's like 55 or 60, but it just took forever. It took like 20 or 30 minutes for it, you know, it just took forever.
Oh, well, anyway. 60 gigs, well,
yeah, I'd have to look and see, but what I've read is how much it takes, but it may be more than that. So
mm-hmm.
it may have been compressed data.
Yeah, we're not. At least we're not in for the most part, we're not in a Red Dead 2 territory.
Oh, I don't think so. But the landscape that you come across are gorgeous, and
mm-hmm.
you can make little jokes. You know, because one of the areas I was making a trail through from between the first two locations in the game. I put up a sign that said, oh, no urinating, and I put it right there in the stream, like, you know, don't pee in the stream.
So let you do all types of stuff in this game, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it has a chance, you know, if certain people end up liking it or seeing it, they may like it. You know, they can add their little twist and things to it and
mm-hmm.
make other people, you know, have it where other people can enjoy it and say, oh, look at this, and, you know, But yeah, it's pretty unique so far from what I've seen. But I've had enough fun just going back and forth and finding different things here and there, and then making the deliveries and taking them to where they need to go.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling and give us an idea of the game. I appreciate it. And we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Well, y'all have a good weekend.
Take care, man.
You too.
All right,
take care.
Bye-bye. Yeah, so we need to take a break here. When we come back, we'll go over some of the news here. We've also got, Black Friday ads out the wazoo, man. Yeah. Best Buy released their Black Friday ad. Target's released theirs. It's pretty much open season now as far as what we've got going on. So we're going to try and run those down and go over everything that's on offer as much as we can. It's a lot. Although they don't really change from store to store, which is usually the case. You get a bundle, and then it's like, oh, well, that bundle you can also get here, here, or here.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of lets you pick where you want to go, but it doesn't really change much. We'll talk about that coming up. All the music from Death Stranding, well, it's not all the music, but all the music we're going to play during the show today is from Death Stranding, which I don't remember the composer's name, but we'll get to our first one here. It is called Once There Was an Explosion, which I believe is track one on the thing anyway, so... we'll be back with more of In-Game Chat right after this. And welcome back to In-Game Chat, playing music from the soundtrack to Death Stranding. All the tracks will be from that game. This one is called Stick versus Rope. I do not know what it means, but that's the name of it. Got some interesting tracks. I'm curious, because without having played the game, I'm curious as to how this works.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is this scene? Where is this? Is this ambient music for hiking across something? Is this a reveal of a boss? But I have no idea, because of the way Kojima does his, just his games. So, Kojima has a lot of cutscenes in his games.
Yeah.
Like,
like I said earlier, a lot of build-up before the action starts to take off.
Yeah. So this could be that. I have no idea.
I'm still trying to think of a reason for stick versus rope.
Stick versus rope. I imagine there's something in there that has to do with it.
I'm thinking of a stick for support and the rope is on it. You try to climb up the rope and I don't know.
Possibly. I'm going to see who's all in the chat room with us. Not many. We've got Stephen Van Damme, Thar66, Tony Indigo, and AC Wraith. Hanging out with us on this Saturday afternoon. You can hang out with us too if you'd like to. Just go to twitch.tv Type in in-game chat, you'll be able to find us, and you can watch us live while we broadcast, or you can join in the chat room as well and chat it up with folks in there. Some of the news we've got now, next hour we're going to be hitting up the Black Friday deals, so I'm saving those until later. But some of the news that we've got this week, Blizzard did confirm they will not repeal the Hearthstone player suspension, which we covered that at the top of the hour, which was, yeah, then that apology meant absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
This Fortnite thing happened. This is sort of in the order that it did happen. But there was a ban for a Fortnite player, and it's a lifetime ban. Permanently banned. It's a guy by the name of FaZe Jarvis. He's a YouTuber with nearly 2 million subscribers, has been permanently banned from playing Fortnite. He was uploading videos where he was using cheating software to kill enemies. These are called aimbots, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
He used the accuracy modifications to gain advantage in non-competitive mods or modes such as solos. It's been deleted. The footage has been deleted. But the footage shows that he never missed a shot, all while admitting he's using cheats to do so. He then produced a video where he announced his ban from the game. He was emotional about it. He was crying. He says, "I would not be here without this game. All I was thinking about as I was making those videos was just how entertaining and interesting these videos would be for you guys to watch. It didn't even cross my mind to think that I could be banned for life from Fortnite." How? How could you not think that? This is the same sense as if somebody went, okay, this is if an athlete, a sports athlete, you know, like a runner, baseball player, something like that.
Yeah.
Did a video in the off season even. And did a comparison video to where, like, here's how I hit when I don't use steroids. Here's where I hit when I do use steroids. And then them saying, well, first off, this is an interesting choice. They're an interesting thing, though. You get juiced in sporting events. You get banned, but not for life.
Mm-hmm.
They'll let you come back in if you're not on the juice.
Was like 50 games for your first time. Was it 50 for the first time, 75 for the second time, 100 something for the third time?
Yeah,
and then
imagine,
after that, you're like,
yeah,
done.
I imagine there is a limit where they say, look, you ain't coming back in.
Yeah.
But as far as I know, they don't lifetime ban you from the sport
unless you got a history.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I understand.
Like I said.
But on your first offense, put it that way.
No, not your first offense, no.
Let's say your first offense, which is this guy's first offense in Fortnite. Let's say it's your first offense. They don't outright lifetime ban you. So I might not agree with the ban. However, I also don't agree with his thing of like, I didn't even cross my mind to think I could be banned for life for using the thing. I didn't think you could be banned for life from it either, but I knew there were consequences to what you were doing.
This is a programmer, right?
This is a
programmer guy or something?
Programmer?
Pro gamer.
Oh, pro gamer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's one of those guys who makes a ton of money playing Fortnite, streaming it on YouTube, and doing videos for it, and gets a lot of money out of it. Now, the Fortnite Terms of Service say that the game forbids the use of cheats, bots, scripts, or mods not expressly authorized by Epic, especially anything that may give you or another user an advantage over other players who do not use such methods.
Mm.
Some people are calling it unfair. The argument against this decision is that it seems absurd that a player using cheats in a non-competitive context would get a lifetime ban, while professional players who cheated in an actual tournament only got a temporary ban and then were later allowed to play during the World Cup. I don't know if they mean video games or they're actually talking about the World Cup.
Mm-hmm. Bottom line is a competitive field
right,
where they're doing that.
An Epic
anyway.
Games spokesperson said, "We have a zero-tolerance policy for the usage of cheat software. When people use aimbots or other cheat technology to gain an unfair advantage, they ruin games for people who are playing fairly." In the video, he says, "Obviously, this is a huge mistake, and it's completely wrong on my end. Genuinely, I don't even know what I was thinking. Cheating in anything is just terrible. I should have paid more attention to the community rules." Then Ninja, that guy Ninja, who's like I don't know, a billionaire, streams Fortnite all the time. That's where he got his bread and butter, streaming Fortnite. He came out with a statement about the whole thing. Oh, boy. About to let me put on my entitlement cap so I can read his statement. He thinks the penalty is too heavy. Mm-hmm. Speaking during a recent streaming session, Ninja, who goes by the name, well, Tyler Blevins, who goes by the name Ninja, said that Jarvis's status as a high-profile content creator should entitle him to considerations. Let me emphasize the word entitle. And modified penalties not offered to typical players. Here's his statement, and I'm quoting this. There's a difference between a content creator who has millions of subscribers, hundreds of thousands of followers, who gets banned from what literally makes him money, and some kid who is just a piece of something I can't say on the radio, who has absolutely zero following, has zero money that comes from Fortnite, from gaming, and hacks. He goes on to say, you ban that kid, nothing happens to him. Nothing happens. Oh no, he can't cheat anymore. You ban Jarvis, it's different. The stakes are different. It should be handled a little bit differently. He doesn't think that Jarvis should have gotten off scot-free, but that a permanent ban, he suggested that a suspension in the range of 3 months to a year is more appropriate. He's still super young. I think it's just a stupid kid making a stupid decision. Didn't really fully think about it. It wasn't in a tournament. It wasn't a cash cup. It wasn't anything like that at all. Doesn't matter. He's young. There are people who have done worse things on the internet in different areas and have gotten banned. Yeah, so, I mean, his whole statement thinks it should apply differently to people who stream this for a living. Well, of course, a guy who streams this for a living is going to say that, so that he doesn't have to worry about the heat he might catch if something goes wrong in his end. The weird difference is, I don't agree with what Ninja says. I think, I think it should be, I think rules are rules, and they should apply directly to everyone playing the game.
Yeah, this is all,
However,
these are Epic's rules, right?
Yeah,
their game, their rules, and they apply it as they see fit.
Don't think for a minute that Epic wouldn't bend that policy for a little bit for that guy's case, Ninja.
Mm-hmm.
For the amount of exposure that he gives the game, for the amount of money that he brings into the game and everything else, don't think for a second they wouldn't bend the rules for him. I know they're not bending him for this Jarvis guy, but Jarvis, I had never heard the guy until now. Yeah. You know, I come across a story where they ban Ninja, and I'm like, ooh. What happened?
Yeah.
And I know. I come across a story, they banned this dude. I don't know who he is. But it's reading over the story, I'm just like, well, he's an idiot. He's a 17-year-old idiot. And then Ninja says what he says, and I don't know how old he is, but he's an idiot. He's a some age idiot for saying that stuff. And yeah, I see Mikuru X in the chat room brought up the Ninja thing. So,
it was like a streamer who's big enough to make an impact when you read about it. Despite how big this guy is, he got banned for doing what he did, but not so much so that he would kill a lot of the exposure that Fortnite has gotten.
Right, it's not. And I think, honestly, I think that would come on the shoulders of the other guy, Ninja guy.
It feels like just a statement. Mm-hmm. Statement ban, really. See, this is how far we'll go in terms of breaking our rules. Until you get to Ninja's size.
Yeah, Thar66 says that this is kind of a first since esports are fairly a new thing. So they really haven't, been able to work around the rules or do all these other sort of things. But they do have a foundation of rules for the game. And this guy literally was exposing the breaking of those rules by doing it himself.
Mm-hmm.
This was not a... The other thing about that is if he's showing off an aimbot and he's got enough followers, they'll just think of it as a way to use aimbots, and then then it'll be a problem. Mikuru X says, let's not forget that Epic tried to sue a 12-year-old for using cheats. Also, nope, I get it. I totally get it. Epic did it, and who was the other one? 2K Games did that thing where they sent people to his house.
The streamer, representative from 2K.
Because they're like, hey, stop spoiling our game. Stop putting that stuff out there. Sent people to his house to get him to stop. So I don't really side with Epic on anything.
Think back to that, the different ways that could have transpired, all the things that could have happened that way, man.
Yeah, again, I'm not standing behind Epic and their decision. Well, I guess I am in a little bit in saying that, okay, there are rules, and he broke a rule, and now he's getting the punishment. Do I think a permanent ban is one that should be enforced? No, yeah. I don't.
It's very excessive. We can both agree on that. But I'm saying from what I'm gathering right now, they just did it to make a statement.
I mean, put a ban on him for a year.
Mm-hmm.
Put another, you know, or put a ban on him for a certain amount of months, but then separate and put another ban so that he cannot compete in any kind of cash tournaments whatsoever for an extended amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
For a ban like that, you know, they're laying down that rule pretty hard, which hopefully will show everybody else or tell everybody else that it's like, okay, I cannot, you know, there is a line, and that line is pretty hard laid, so do not cross it.
You saw what happened to this guy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Unless, of course, you're the Ninja Dude.
Yeah.
Because I really feel like if Ninja Dude broke it, they'd be like, oh, Ninja, it's okay. We're buds.
Yeah.
Get back in there and stream. Here.
Yeah.
Go for it. We're not going to ban you. Come on, buddy.
We'll try to give him a second chance or whatever. Yeah, he's going to get a second, a third, a fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, you know.
I mean, he would now.
If that were to
happen.
Now, were
to I will say that goes for cheating and things. If he were to do something like what that Swedish dude did.
PewDiePie?
Yeah. Him and was doing the racist remarks and things like that.
Yeah.
And doing that. Woof.
Yeah.
No.
The man gets a lot of controversy, but hey, he also has a lot of... follow, what was it 50 something?
He's got a ton.
Now?
He's got a ton, but he's not endorsed by any gaming company that I'm aware of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like where Epic would say, "Okay, we can't have this at all. You're done with our game. Go away."
Yeah.
So that he has no association with that game. Mm-hmm. I feel like that would be a thing. That's another thing too with this Jarvis guy. Like Ninja saying, "Well, that's his livelihood." That's what, dude. If I pulled something at my job.
Mm-hmm.
In a way that was cheating or breaking the rules, whatever they may be, mm-hmm. I would be punished in some way, possibly even losing that job.
Yeah.
Depending on what it is.
A fireable offense, depending on
what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Depending on what it is. And there's no difference here that you know, if that's the way you make money, you had a job, and then you cheated while doing that. So these are the ramifications of it, mm-hmm. agree or disagree. Those are the rules, and that's the punishment, and that's what you get. He can, you know what? That's the thing, though. He's banned from Fortnite. He's not banned from playing anything else.
Play PUBG.
Yeah,
play something
go
else.
For it. Go play something else.
Hearthstone. That's a what? Yeah. Now to think about it, what are the top streaming games right now other than Fortnite?
You know, it's probably something like League of Legends.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You know, League of Legends and those Dota type games. I guess I don't know.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I'm not really sure, but yeah, you know, there's other things that he can go out and play.
Yeah.
And try and make money off of and do whatever. As far as I know, dude's fine. Even being permanently banned from this, he's set.
Yeah.
He's good.
Fortnite.
Yeah. So. He's all good money-wise. So. Yeah. I don't know. In fact, the video that he uploaded of him crying, you know, he picks the thumbnail where he is all like, you know, sad, you know, ugly cry face, and that's the thumbnail. That video that he put up where he apologizes and cries mm-hmm. is also monetized. So he's making money off of that video. He's fine.
Yeah.
He's totally fine. Ninja, shut up.
Yeah. Makura says it in the chat room, said PUBG, Apex Legends, Overwatch,
Forgot
Hearthstone.
About Apex.
Yeah, Hearthstone and World of Warcraft. Yeah, he's got options.
Yeah, Apex is basically Fortnite 2. So, I mean, yeah, go for it.
Yeah, Fortnite flavored. Yeah.
Kind of. So there's options for old boy.
Yeah, he'll be all right.
What else do we have here? Let's see. Developers within Blizzard wish they had handled that whole thing a different way. The Hearthstone guy who developed Hearthstone,
mm-hmm.
he says he wished they had done it another way. The guy who developed Overwatch was another one that came out and said, I really wish Blizzard would have handled this a different way.
Well, yeah, they can wish it all they want, but like we said before, Blizzard's not—they're not going to—they're not going to mess with the income. They're not going to do that. So,
yep. Blizzard does want Diablo 4 to have crossplay, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. What else do we have? You know what? I can probably hold off on some of these just in case we don't go. Oh, let's talk about some more cheating. Let's talk about FIFA.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Since we're in this mood, this whole realm of, like, you know, cheaters and stuff. Let me go over FIFA.
Yeah.
Soccer, for those of you. Mm-hmm. I would say, for those of you uncultured swine, FIFA is soccer. But no, that's exactly what it is. It's soccer. I don't even know what FIFA stands for. I don't even care. I just know it's soccer. And I also know that it is one of the top-selling games anywhere. It's like on the list of, like, big-selling games.
Yeah, worldwide.
FIFA is huge.
EA's cash cow, basically.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Let's see. Federation International of the Football Association.
Yeah, exactly. So here it is. A huge scandal has hit the online FIFA community recently as several of the world's top players were caught colluding to avoid playing each other, thus making their games easier and their winnings more secure.
Mm-hmm.
The gist is that every weekend, the best... There's a whole thing to explain here, but if you're not familiar with FIFA, which I am not, you'd have to go and read this whole, like, backstory thing. Mm-hmm. The gist of the whole thing is that every weekend, the best FIFA players on the planet play each other for loot and event qualification. Some players are obviously better than others, though, and with prizes handed out on a simple win-loss basis. Rather than taking an opponent's skill into account, it would be advantageous for the elite guys to make sure they weren't playing each other.
Mm-hmm.
So as to increase their odds of everyone at the top getting the good stuff. That's what's been happening. The players were using a secret Discord channel to work out ways to avoid being matched against each other. Let's see. Once alerted about the Discord, EA handed out a punishment to one of the players involved who received a 2-qualifier suspension from the FIFA 20 Global Series. Look at that. He was caught kind of cheating or manipulating the rules a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
He got a 2-qualifier suspension.
Mm-hmm.
Probably hurts his chances for any kind of a win this year, but he'll be back into it next time. You know what I'm saying? He's not permanently banned from the game.
Is there a rule that states you can't avoid? I have to see the rules to check that. I'm trying to see if that's a collusion.
I don't exactly know something
in there about collusion anyway.
Yeah, I don't exactly know how they figured out how to do what they were doing, but there was a way. I mean, there's a way for us playing Destiny. We could load into competitive Crucible, the one that's like, if you win, you get points. If you lose, you lose points. You know?
Yeah.
There's one that just keeps building regardless of win or loss, and then there's a mode where when you play, it's like, you know, you're putting the money down.
Yeah, there's definite win and loss of this thing.
Yeah, exactly. There's penalty for losing.
Yeah. I think I said before, this whole thing equates to people who are obsessed with their win and loss total, mm-hmm. things like that.
Except we did a thing where we got together and were able to manipulate that loading system so that both teams could get loaded in with each other, and then we could do what we needed to do.
Yeah.
To raise each other's ranks or do whatever. So we weren't because all players are involved, because we were not affecting any other, right? It's all eight of us.
Yeah.
You know, the game splits up 4v4 or whatever it is, and there's eight of us, and we get matched together. So all of us are in this together. So we're not actually, we're exploiting the game, but we're not ruining it for anyone else.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We're not going in there and
you've kept it in a bubble between the eight of you.
Just us. That's all it's affecting. Nobody else. Mm-hmm. And it's really something they couldn't kind of work around, apparently. But the article says, while it's good that EA took action against one of the world's most prominent players, it's odd that only one person was disciplined for a practice that clearly included many, many more.
A lot of people, yeah.
Yeah.
So who spilled the beans, I wonder?
Well, I tell you, it was, let's see. That's what's been happening, players. This was discovered recently when a well-respected FIFA player, Nick Bartels, revealed screenshots of the group in a video. There's a video on YouTube called "This Is Unacceptable FIFA 20." I don't know how he got a hold of it or whatever. I know it puts a target on his back.
Possibly.
It's within the FIFA community. It probably doesn't. Within the FIFA champions or those people or that sort of thing, they're probably not too happy with him. The FIFA community as a whole probably hails him as a hero.
Thank you for showing us what's going on.
For exposing this.
Yeah.
So, yeah, probably good. Anyway, we got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to break down Black Friday for you. Lots to break down with Black Friday and everything that's coming up. We'll hit the console sales. We'll hit the game sales, which I've got my eye on a few. And so we'll go over all of these in the next segment. Before we break here, I'll tell you that we've got a title here from Death Stranding, of course. All the music in here is from Death Stranding. This one's called A Final Waltz. We'll be back with more of In-Game Chat right after this. And welcome back to In-Game Chat. Music here from Death Stranding. It's called Claws of the Dead.
Yeah, it sounds like a boss battle or
something
like that.
Claws of the Dead.
That's a good movie title.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It honestly sounds like a gun from Destiny. In fact, everything could sound like a gun from... Like the penalty that was just on there. Illegal hands to the face. So,
hey, yeah, there you go. Play the game.
It could be a gun called Illegal Hands, or it could be a gun called Hands to the Face. You know? It's. I mean, anything. Okay, maybe not this. I'm not sure what this gun... I don't know. I'm not saying that it shouldn't be in there. I just don't exactly know.
Mm-hmm.
This is called Women of Hope. And I don't know, like, why a gun would be titled that and what...
Well, why is a gun called Play the Game?
I don't know. But if you throw that in there, Women of Hope, I don't know.
There you go. Look. Yeah.
I don't know.
There you go. Yeah. I mean, yeah, folks, come up with some random stuff to name a game.
Even if it was called something like Men of Hope or Men of Honor or anything that was like gender specific, I have no idea why that would be in there or what it would mean.
Yeah, just look at the random stuff around this studio and just say, yeah.
Yeah, you can do it. You can do
water
it.
Bottle.
Yeah.
Clapboard. Clapboard might work.
Clapboard could be a good name for a gun in Destiny. The one, Claws of the Dead, like we said. There is a game. There is a gun already in the game called Claws of the Wolf. And that's one of the Iron Banner guns.
It sounds like an sounds like an Iron Banner title,
But yeah, I think you could do anything. There's a phone system here called Comrex. That could be a gun.
Wait a minute. What's that sniper rifle that has the multiple elements on there? That sounds like some digital something or something.
I know there's Hard Light.
No, that's the machine gun.
That can switch between elements.
Yeah, there's a sniper rifle that switches between elements too.
I don't remember what it is.
Yeah, I don't know.
I do not remember what it is.
Yeah.
So
we said we weren't doing Destiny, and here we go doing it again. Okay.
I didn't say we weren't. I was just saying that reading that title.
Yeah.
Like, there's a thing here for the jocks who are sitting in here as to like what they need to do, and it's called My Morning Routine. That would be a funny name for a gun. My Morning Routine.
You know what? Call it now. Give a. Let them make a contest. Name this weapon.
Right.
And Scott, your entries will be items in this room.
You say that, though, but if they give it to the internet, they're going to come up with horrible, you know, shooty McShootface.
That's the idea.
Yeah. Give it to the internet every time.
Give it to the internet and see what happens.
No.
Yes. Do it.
What was that? I was doing random facts, and I want to say it was about Mountain Dew trying to name a new flavor.
I'll give that to the internet, too.
In the top of the top four choices were diabetes. like something like Filthy McFilterson or something like that. And another one was, a really bad person did nothing wrong. I really don't want to repeat that. Mm. I don't like repeating that. It was horrible. So don't let the internet do that.
Oh, yes.
Although I'd love to be like, I understand that the way Bungie works is that, pretty much everybody is doing a lot of jobs there, probably. Mm-hmm. And so they don't have a dedicated team of, like, your only job is to come up with names. It's probably just something like they send out a mass email to everybody on the staff and say, give us your five names for guns.
Yeah.
And they just go pick through them.
Yeah, it's so. That shader name, Pacific Rush?
Yeah.
Which was like the Barbasol.
Looked like a Barbasol can, Pacific Rush. Anyway, we got Black Friday to talk about because we finally got all the Black Friday deals. Well, and I say all of them. We got Best Buys and we got Targets.
Yeah.
Really, and I hate to say it, probably the only two that matter. I know GameStop will release theirs, but I just don't think you're going to see a deviation from these bundles. I don't think you're going to see anything much different. Outside of what Target and Best Buy have to offer.
Mm-hmm.
So, Nintendo Switch deals, they've got a Nintendo Switch with Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. That is $300. This is at Best Buy. The Select Joy-Cons will be $70, which is 10 bucks off. God, that's expensive. Even with $10 off, that's too much.
Yeah, not a deal.
Yeah, better hope those Joy-Cons don't break on you. Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild, Super Mario Odyssey, and Super Mario Party, and Splatoon 2 will all be $40 off each. Or no, $40 each, $20 off. But yeah, $40 off. Not a bad deal. Nintendo usually does not deep discount their games.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they're not good at that. Civilization 6 will be $20 for the Switch. Not a bad deal. PlayStation 4 deals. This is a really good one. And this is the one a lot of people are talking about. It's a PlayStation 4 1 terabyte system. Now, this is a Slim, not a Pro.
Right.
But it is a 1 terabyte system with 3 games bundled with it for $200. It's a really good deal.
Well, but the caveat you said there, it's not a Pro.
It's not a Pro, but it's still a good deal to get 3 games. Now, it is God of War, Horizon Zero Dawn, and The Last of Us Remastered. All three of these games, especially during Black Friday, I believe you can pick up for $15 each.
Yeah, I was about to say, those are the games that are $15 to $20 each.
Yeah. And the thing of it is, a PlayStation 4 1 terabyte system, a PS4 Slim 1 terabyte system, is $200 alone.
Mm-hmm.
So getting 3 games thrown in, even if they're like $10 or $15 a piece, You're still saving some money.
Those are good games, though.
Yeah, they're fantastic.
Yeah, got it. Yeah.
FIFA 20, Borderlands 3, and Ghost Recon Breakpoint, and a lot of other select games will be $27.99. Mm-hmm. DualShock 4 controllers are going to be $40.
All variations, all colors?
It does not say. It just says DualShock 4 controllers. So.
Probably just, okay, because there's a difference between the those specialty color DualShocks and the plain default black.
Yeah. Call of Duty Modern Warfare, which just released back in October, $40, $20 off. Mm. Days Gone, Crash Bandicoot, Insane Trilogy, and other select titles will be $20. God of War, Horizon Zero Dawn, and Last of Us Remastered, and other titles will be $10. So even at $10 on Black Friday, that's $10, $20, that's $30 you're saving by getting that PlayStation 4 Slim 1 TB bundle, if you want to do that.
Yeah.
The Xbox One deals. This is a doorbuster, but it's an Xbox One X, which retails, I believe, for $400.
Mm-hmm.
A 1 TB system with Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order for $350. So it's $150 off. That is a doorbuster deal, which means you need to be there to get it early. Another doorbuster deal is a Xbox One S. 1 TB system, all digital edition console white is $150. That is $150 off. So, but you're only getting the console. You're not getting any games with it. And it's a all digital edition, which means
CD slot.
Yeah, you can't put a disc in it.
Pass. So,
yeah.
Personally, just for my taste.
Let's see. Xbox One controllers will be $40. Other select titles like Call of Duty Black Ops 4 Control, which is what I'm looking at, going to be $30. So that's probably one I'll pick up, probably the only one I'll pick up. Just Cause 4 and Wolfenstein Youngblood will be down to $20. If Just Cause 4 hits a deep discount on PC, I'll pick that up.
Wait, wasn't Youngblood 30 when it came out?
I believe so, yeah. Mm. Or no, it was 40. It was 40.
Oh, it's 40.
So,
okay.
Yeah, so getting $20 off, yeah.
Yeah.
Xbox.
The other game had a lot of mixed reviews in, like... Was it really mixed?
It wasn't mixed. It was pretty mixed. Yeah, it was pretty
meh. Yeah. Okay, just a meh game.
Yep. Xbox Game Pass Ultimate, 3-month membership, $25. So that's $20 off. Mm-hmm. Xbox Live 3-month gold membership is $15. So that's $10 off. Mm-hmm. There's some PC deals in there. 4K TV and monitor deals that are going on at Best Buy as well. They've got a lot of those. If you're looking for a 4K TV, you can get some. Mm-hmm. Pretty good prices.
You're the TV guru amongst all of us.
I'm looking at this and like that's $70 off, $50 off. You know, I'm trying to see the amount, the price that they've taken off to see exactly how good of a deal it is. $50 off doesn't feel like much of a good deal to me on a Black Friday sort of situation.
It's good.
You know, but it seems like you could probably do better. So yeah.
So if it's not in the triple digits, it's not really a good.
Well, I would say that, but I mean, let's look at this 70-inch Samsung 4K TV.
Mm-hmm.
It's $350 off retail price.
Okay.
But you're still paying $550. That's good.
Yeah.
It's a good deal if you don't mind spending $550.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a 70-inch TV. It's a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
Their 75-inch version will be also $350 off, but you're still paying $750 for that. Again, it's a good deal. But it's still a lot of money to spend outright. So, you know, up to you.
And if you got space in your place to put that.
Yeah, well, 75. Well, okay, yeah.
Yeah, you can consider that as well.
I know. I was thinking to myself, and I'm like, yeah, I can get room. I got a 75 already.
Yeah.
Yeah,
between house and apartment, yeah, there's a kind of a difference.
Yeah, Target Black Friday deals here. We've got console video games, Killer Queen Black for Nintendo Switch, Overwatch Legendary Edition for PS4, Division 2 for Xbox One and PS4, and Mario and Rabbids for Switch, $15 each for those. Red Dead. See, Black Ops 4 and a couple of others here. Yeah. So, anyway, we got to take an early break. This is a track from Death Stranding, of course. It's called The Face of Our New Hope. We'll be back in just a bit. Welcome back to In-Game Chat. This is music from Death Stranding. This is a track called Corellium, which is, I believe, is like a element in the world of Death Stranding that you collect or get pieces of, something. It's kind of like, what was it, Avatar's Unobtainium?
That was unobtainium?
Unobtainium is what it's called. Which actually, apparently, there is an actual element called unobtainium.
Okay.
You have to look it up. Because I'm not sure.
To the internet.
Yeah. I believe. Anyway, nice little peaceful track here. So, I decided to go to Best Buy and actually look up their Black Friday ad. I didn't like some of these, some of the things I had set aside to where it said this and other titles. I kind of wanted to go through it and look. So I'm going to the video game section. By the way, Best Buy's Black Friday ad, 119 pages.
That's a book.
119 pages. Yeah, you're kind of taking a book with you to the... See, I remember when it was a few pages in the newspaper ad. I mean, it was more than usual, of course, in the newspaper and stuff.
Yeah.
But I can remember people waiting out in line and they were, you know, flipping through their thing. And it's only like, you know, I don't know, 10, 15 pages maybe?
Yeah.
119 pages.
Yeah. And 75% of them ain't really deals.
The newspaper that you get that has that in there will not be 119 pages.
Nope.
Basically, they should just give you the newspaper free with each Best Buy Black Friday ad. It comes with a newspaper inside.
I'll just mail the thing out.
That's my thought.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay. So the Joy-Con controllers will be $20 off, which means they're still going to cost like $60.
Yeah.
But select Nintendo Switch controllers will be $15. Now, those select controllers are the actual controllers. You know what I'm saying? Not the Joy-Cons, but the ones that look like a normal video game controller.
Right.
Yeah. Those are going to be, those are going to be $15. Hmm. The red one, the Super Mario Edition red one, the Zelda Breath of the Wild Edition, which is black, and then the Pokemon, the Pikachu Edition.
Mm-hmm.
Those will be $15. That's not a bad deal
.
for that. And that's the ones I like. They're the wired pro controllers. Yeah, I should say that. Those are those are wired, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm going back to it just to make sure. Mm-hmm. And now it's not loading for me. There it goes. Yeah. These are wired. So keep that in mind.
If you don't mind wired, it's a nice alternative.
It's a great deal,
To the other ones you got.
It's so, a really good deal.
I don't mind wired.
Am I scrolling? What am I doing here? Am I changing the page? It says page 1 of 3. How do I get to the next page? Holy crap, it just keeps scrolling down.
How big are these pages?
You just keep scrolling and it keeps loading up new things. The Nintendo Switch Lite will be there. It will not be on sale. No discount there. Like I said, mostly what Nintendo does, they don't really do a lot of deep discounts, so you're not going to see much. I was curious to see if Marvel Ultimate Alliance might get a discount, but I'm not seeing it here. The Disney Classic games, Aladdin and the Lion King for Switch, those will be down to $20. Mario Tennis Aces, $40. Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze will be $40. Octopath Traveler will be $40. Looking for Marvel Ultimate Alliance, and I'm not seeing anything there. $15 or less. Not much there to pick from. But it is $15 or less. Let's see, $25 or less. Ni No Kuni, Wrath of the White Witch, Diablo 3, Overwatch, these are all for Switch, will be $25. Judgment for the PS4 will be $25. Catherine Full Body Standard Edition, $25 for PS4.
Mm-hmm. Judgment's something to look into. I already got the limited edition for Catherine.
Yeah, I figured it would be for you. Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to, because Judgment is a title I was going to hold off on until the price drops. So This is at Target?
This is Best Buy.
Best Buy, sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, this is at Best Buy. Some of the games, $20. Days Gone will be $20 for PS4. Medieval will be $20. The Show, 2019, that'll be $20 as well.
Man, that was a, wasn't that a free game a while back?
It was a free game last month.
Yeah,
it was a free game last month.
Mm-hmm.
$10 games, we've already talked about some of these, but Last of Us Remastered, Horizon Zero Dawn, God of War,
yeah.
The Uncharted Collection.
Got that already, but yeah.
$10. Uncharted 4, $10.
Mm-hmm.
Neo, $10.
Which is free this month.
But it's free this month.
If you got PS Plus, it's free, so.
Yeah, Bloodborne is down to $10. Until Dawn, Anthem is $10. Yakuza 0 and Yakuza Kiwami, $4. Mm-hmm. Or $10.
It's $4.
Yeah. $14.99 or less. $10 or less. Kingdom Hearts 3. $15. It's the regular edition. Resident Evil 2, $15. Spider-Man. Game of the Year edition. $15. So you're getting all the DLC that comes with that.
Yeah.
$15.
You don't have to pay. In my case right now, I would have to pay $30 to get the DLC right now. Or I could just get the Game of the Year edition of Spider-Man right now for $15.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
What else we got? $15. Far Cry New Dawn. Tomb Raider. The Dark Pictures Man of Medan.
Man of Medan, yeah.
Yeah, that one. That's $15 on PlayStation 4. Mm-hmm. Yakuza Kiwami 2, $15. Shenmue 1 and 2, $15.
Mm-hmm.
Yakuza 6, The Song of Life, Essence of Art Edition, $15. Fallout 4, Game of the Year Edition, $15. Injustice 2, Legendary Edition, $15.
Fallout 4?
Fallout 4, Game of the Year Edition.
Wow.
I know.
It's been a long time ago, so...
Yeah, that's on the Xbox One.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Nier Automata, Game of the Year Edition, $20.
Mm-hmm.
What is this? Watch Dogs 2, $15. Meh, nothing there. Disney Classic Games, Aladdin and Lion King for PlayStation 4, $15. Devil May Cry HD Collection, that is going to be $12.
Mm.
Resident Evil 7 Gold Edition, $20.
Mm-hmm.
I still haven't seen... Shenmue 3 will be $35. Code Vein, $40.
Mm.
Let's see. Nothing there.
Shenmue 3.
Yeah, Shenmue 3. Still scrolling, because this is a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Control will be $30. Call of Duty Black Ops 4 will be $30. I really think I'm jumping on that Control. Gears 5, Standard Edition, $25. Red Dead Redemption 2, $25, Standard Edition. Sekiro, Shadows Die Twice, $25.
Mm.
Mortal Kombat 11, $25. Mm. Scrolling through. Just Cause 4, Day 1 Edition for Xbox One will be $20.
Mm.
I don't want to pick it up on Xbox One. I want to pick it up on PC. If it goes to that price, I will pick it up on PC.
Yeah.
Hitman 2 on... See, this is... Some of these I want on console, and like Control, I'm perfectly fine playing on console. But like Just Cause 4, due to the mods and everything else that you can do, I kind of want it on the PC. Hitman 2... $20. Let's see. Is that all that? Digital gaming. What do we got? Oh, these are the yeah. Digital versions of these games.
Mm-hmm.
Which have some discounts. Usually they don't. That says it's page 1 of 3. Oh, it's page 1 of 3 on the selections up top. That just doesn't feel like that's... Huh. I'm surprised that Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3 doesn't have any kind of a deal on it that I can see.
Yeah.
I'm really surprised there. So, but yeah, I just wanted to kind of go over a little bit more in depth into what they were saying when they would say other games.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Target's going to have similar deals, if not the same deals or less, actually.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what GameStop is going to do. We haven't heard just yet, so... I'll tell you, I'm not in the market for... I'm not in the market for a TV. I'm good there.
Yeah.
I'm not in the market for any kind of home theater stuff. My computers are fine. I don't need a new phone or a new Apple Watch. I don't need headphones or accessories. I don't need a console. There's a few games, like I said, that I'm going to be picking from.
Mm-hmm.
Looking over this, There's some movies, maybe some 4K titles that might be able to pick up that I didn't, that I passed on because I wasn't interested in their steelbook or whatever.
Yeah, I was about to ask you, any steelbooks you see for Black Friday?
No, I don't. I don't. There is I saw
a steelbook for Christmas Vacation, though.
There is. They issue one every year.
Okay.
A new one every year. Mm. And it's only in Blu-ray. It doesn't come with a digital version.
Oh, okay.
As well. It's just the disc.
Just a 10 and a disc, yeah.
Yeah, they had one last year, too, and it's fine, but... the fact that it lacks any kind of digital redemption from it or anything like that, I'm just kind of like, yeah, don't want to really pick you up. Select 4K films will be like $13. I was looking for the Steelbook thing. There's some really good deals in the 4K area. Like the Equalizer 2 is going to be $10 on 4K. There's also going to be Justice League, Mission Impossible, Fallout, Bumblebee, and Jumanji, all of which I have in Steelbook form in 4K already. So I don't need it. But there was a thing about steelbooks, and I'm trying to see. Okay, here it is. 4K steelbook pre-orders. So it's not a... There's no deal there.
Mm-hmm.
But you can pre-order some, which I already do, but it's no point in doing that. Like, I already got Zombieland 2 did a thing for pre-order. No, I'm not. There's no reason to put any money on this. I will tell you the thing I am looking at, and it's just one of those things that you actually, you know, just time from as time goes on, you kind of need, I need a new refrigerator. So I'm looking at their fridges to see if there's anything. I need a new one.
Yeah, but if you need to go get it.
Mine right now, the freezer side does not work. So I've got a big.
Oh, okay. You got outside.
I've got a big freezer, like in our pantry.
Okay. Yeah.
I've got a big freezer in the pantry that is just nothing but freezer. So that's where I need to put stuff.
Okay. All right.
But still, the fridge is not working on the freezer side of things. It no longer makes ice. Mm-hmm. So you know it's.
You
know,
so you got the plastic ice trays in there.
I don't even have the plastic ice trays. Yeah, I don't even do that.
Wow.
So,
okay.
You know,
how old is that thing?
The fridge?
Yeah.
20.
Okay, about to say
maybe 20, decades. Maybe close. Let's see, 20 years ago was what? What year was 20 years ago? 1999?
Yeah.
Okay, it's older than that.
Oh, okay.
It's older than that.
Well, you got your money's worth.
Because my mother passed away in 97, and we had that fridge before she passed away.
Mm-hmm.
So it's older than that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's an old fridge. Needs a new one.
Okay.
Now that we're done talking about our home... appliance situation.
Oh, goodness. Modern fridges. What? Dang.
How much do modern fridges go for?
No, I'm talking about the features of modern fridges now.
Oh, compared to what I've got? Yeah, they do a lot now.
Yeah.
I don't need them to do a lot. I don't need anything fancy.
No, keep it cold. That's all I need you to do right now.
That's my whole thing. Yeah. I don't need it to do a lot of stuff. I just need it to, basically.
Fridge with a Wi-Fi hookup.
Dude, there's an LG fridge that has a giant, almost door-length touchscreen on it.
Yeah.
On the other side of the door is a camera so that you can have the view. So, like, you don't have to open the door to make your decision. You hit that, and the camera comes on, and it shows you what's in your fridge. You're like, that's what I want. Then you can open it and get it. What the hell? What? And that fridge costs $2,300 on Black Friday. Okay, it's an $850 discount. Good deal. But I don't need that.
Let me ask you something, folks out there listening right now. Would you be okay with streaming the contents of your refrigerator to the internet right now?
It doesn't stream to the internet.
Why not?
I mean, if they can hack into it, I'm sure.
Yeah, why not?
Got
a camera looking in your refrigerator and freezer right now. Why not? Just stream. That might be popular, actually. I might be onto something.
I honestly don't like their choices in fridges. There's a GE one that's still $1,000, and I don't want to pay that much. I know.
Look, there's probably some classic, basic, simple fridge freezer combo that's still out there. Just pick that up and go with it.
I know, but I got credit at Best Buy, and I can get points and all this other stuff. You know,
so there's no old fat. No, there's no simple fridge at Best Buy.
I mean, they're simple. I mean, they really are simple.
Okay,
but they're expensive.
Okay,
this does not. I mean, there's an $1,800 fridge that really doesn't have any bells and whistles on it whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
But it's $1,800. You know. There's an LG fridge next to the one that's got the touchpad on the thing. It has no special features. Like the one I just quoted you, the $1,800 fridge, there's no water or ice dispenser on the front door. I mean, it's simpleton, and it's still $1,800. That's ridiculous. To me. Hell, there's a Whirlpool that has dispensers on the front of it, and it's cheaper than the other one. It's $1,500, which is probably the one I'm going with, sadly. Oh, wait, there's a Samsung that's under $1,000, so I might go that way. I don't mean to talk this stuff with you guys.
It's Black Friday. Look.
This is what I should be doing at home.
Yeah. But I don't know, but it is interesting that you got a camera looking at that.
Ridiculous, man. That is ridiculous.
Oh, God, let me think about that on the way home today. Wait a minute.
Look, I'm a tech guy. I love gadgety things, man. I love it. The idea of a touchpad on my fridge, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And it's not really. Mm. Not on that price. Not for that price and not for, yeah, I don't know. I read reviews about that because I was looking. You know, I'd been doing the fridge shopping long before Black Friday came around because I knew I'd be doing this. Mm. So I was looking at reviews and stuff, and people were like, do not do this. Do not get it. They don't update the firmware for the touchpad thing. It's broken. Just don't do it.
Okay.
So I'm not doing it.
Okay.
I realize that almost nobody's listening to this show right now because of the football game that's on down here.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you, folks. I haven't hardly listened to this, this episode because I've been watching the game as well.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, let's see who's in there. We got time. Let's see. Did we get more people? We got AC Wraith, Commander Root, Lurks is in there, Mikuru X, Retrode, Stephen Van Am, V&K, and Virgo Pros hanging out in the chat room. So glad you're all here with us and listening to me talk about my upcoming and pending refrigerator purchase.
With the
home
TV.
Appliance purchase.
With the TV attached.
I ain't doing anything like that, man. I need a fridge. You know what? I need a fridge. I need something to keep my eggnog cold.
Yeah.
See, that's the other part of my, we're still stuck on these fridges thing. So my freezer thing has stopped working altogether. The freezer side of the fridge has stopped working altogether.
Right.
The other side is starting to have issues staying, that motor,
staying,
you know. It's like, you know, I can't really, let me rest for a little bit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Let me stop and have a Werther's.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, you know, let me rest. So it's on its last legs. And so currently I really can't keep anything of value in there that I can't, and by value I mean that I can't risk.
Nothing perishable can go in there.
Right, exactly. I've got bottled water in there, which is fine. If it stops getting cold in there, it doesn't hurt anything.
You can drink it room temp.
If it gets cold again, it still doesn't hurt anything. Sometimes there's things where it's like if it gets cold and then it doesn't get cold and then it gets cold again, it's bad. So
yeah, it's bad.
There's nothing in there that I have to worry about. Like milk is a bad thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But anyway, let's go back to the news since I ate up, about 15 minutes worth of talking about my home appliances here. Sony, some weird stuff's going on with Sony right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because they lost, I say they lost, but that one guy quit.
Yeah.
Dang, what was his name? I forgot his name. He was more a heavyset dude who came out during the God of War Live thing and then announced Crash Bandicoot.
Hmm.
Sean Layton, I think is his name.
Okay.
I believe that's his name, Sean Layton.
Okay.
But now, another one of their top profile guys, Shu Yoshida, has stepped down.
Hmm.
Yeah, Shu Yoshida is stepping down as president of Sony Interactive.
Wait, say that name again.
Shu Yoshida.
Is it Shu? Or Shoei?
No. It's yeah, but everybody calls him Shu. S-H-U. They shorten it to S-H-U. Shu.
Okay.
I'm not kidding. It's Shu. In fact, I think it's referenced on his Twitter page as
okay.
well. Nope. Twitter, yeah. Just want to make sure I'm doing this right. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, what they reference about.
Shuhei Yoshida.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
But yeah, he's leaving PlayStation.
Mm.
He is stepping down as president of their worldwide studios, replacing him as a guy from Guerrilla Games, the developer behind the Killzone series and Horizon Zero Dawn. Yoshida will remain with Sony, however, as head of a newly formed initiative that will focus on nurturing external independent creators. So I guess he's not actually leaving Sony per se, but it seems to be just seems to be an interesting shakeup over there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know exactly. Yeah, everybody knows just how passionate Shu is about independent games. They are a lifeblood of the industry. So, I mean, we'll see how that works out for them. Sean Layden left the company unceremoniously. So, yeah, just kind of a shakeup. In 2017, Andrew House left his role as president, was replaced by John Cadera. In April, Jim Ryan took over the role of president from Cadera. And in September, the chairman of the Worldwide Studio, Sean Layden, left the company unceremoniously. This is right before the PS5 is going to be launching next holiday season here. So it's just interesting to see that these things are being, you know, that are shaken up over there.
Yeah.
So we found out word that Death Stranding will be available on Steam and the Epic Games Store day one, whenever it does launch on the PC.
Mm-hmm.
There is no exclusivity deal.
Okay.
So it's not going to be exclusive to Epic or to Steam. You can get it in any one of those locations. In fact, pre-order pages are now live on both of those storefronts, Steam and the Epic Games Store. So if you're looking for that, I'll be interested to see if it's going to launch at full price a year from now, if it does, or if it's going to come down a little bit. Always interested to see how those things go. Red Dead Redemption 2 is interestingly full price. You know, and that game's a year old.
Yeah.
For the PC version, anyway. And then there was this. This was just yesterday. Ubisoft Spain tweeted an image of the three light icon Splinter Cell thing, mm-hmm. the night vision thing for Splinter Cell.
Yeah.
The translation, and I won't try to pronounce what they wrote, but they wrote in Spanish, and the translation says, "You need to understand the darkness in order to face it."
Okay.
So, that's it. It's cryptic, and we still don't know of anything, but, I mean, I hope we're getting something for Splinter Cell.
Mm-hmm.
It has been something I have been craving now for years, and I mean multiple years, trying to will them to announce a new Splinter Cell game.
Mm-hmm.
And they never do. Yeah. They announce something else. They announce a sequel to Division 2, which is also Tom Clancy. They announce a sequel to Ghost Recon.
Mm-hmm.
That was annoying. They announce a sequel to Watch Dogs.
Yeah.
In fact, I think we've been through two sequels of Watch Dogs without a new Splinter Cell game. I don't understand it. We've been through, I don't know, three Far Cries without a new Splinter Cell game?
Yeah.
Far Cry 4,
mm-hmm.
Far Cry 5, is that what this one currently is?
Far Cry 5 and Far Cry New something?
New Dawn.
New Dawn, okay. The one with all the pink on the cover, or yeah. Whatever it was, yeah.
I don't know. I've been through too many iterations of games that, and we've been through a couple of Assassin's Creeds as well.
Yeah.
So,
do you think they have faith in the Splinter Cell franchise, or they can't figure out what to do with it?
It's odd. It doesn't feel like it. I think what they lack faith in is how to monetize it.
Yeah.
I think what they lack faith in is how do we make more money than just selling the game outright?
Mm-hmm.
You know? I think that is their situation.
Has Splinter Cell always been story-based?
Yeah.
Always has not the multiplayer thing.
They've had multiplayer things, but they've never made it a focus of the game.
Okay,
it's always been the single player version, mm-hmm. the single player story.
Yeah,
they've included co-op campaigns with it. They've included multiplayer matches with it. They've included I don't even know if no, they don't have any kind of map making stuff in there. But
mm-hmm.
you know, they've multiplayer aspects, whether it be co-op or player versus player type stuff, mm-hmm. have always been a part of the franchise since 2,
mm-hmm.
Pandora Tomorrow, but never the focal point, mm-hmm. never the focus, which I think is the issue. I think they're having a horrible time figuring out how to make more money off the game than just the sale of the game itself,
because mm-hmm.
that seems to be their direction now. Division 2, release these, and then also release these packs that come with it and put in some DLC. So we can have a special edition that comes with all the DLC, and we can pop the price up another $30 on the game. I think Ghost Recon Wildlands didn't necessarily have anything like that, but they found a way to do it with Breakpoint. Wildlands may have had some stuff in there. I know there was a store for Wildlands. Yeah. But now I'm trying to think. Watch Dogs has it in there, I believe. Assassin's Creed definitely has. See, Assassin's Creed's a good example. Here is a single-player game, but we found a way to monetize it outside of the box. We just can't release one every single year anymore, like we used to. Which is fine. You don't need to. And I'm not asking for yearly releases of Splinter Cell either. At this point, we haven't had a Splinter Cell game since 2012, 2013 maybe. That was the last time Blacklist released. Or the last time a new Splinter Cell game came out, and it was called Blacklist. So, yeah. Just kind of waiting on that to see what will happen. They keep teasing us, but they don't do anything with it. They keep we get a tease about it, or we get some job listing about it, and then we think, oh, okay, it's going to come up in this announcement that they're going to do for this thing, and it's never Splinter Cell. So that's where I think their head's at, is they're trying to figure out a way to monetize it outside of the box. And I think they can find that way. I think they can find a way to do it without it being annoying. I think they can find a way they can do it like Assassin's Creed. But I don't know how. Assassin's Creed's a huge game. Splinter Cell has never been something that is an open world, go about, do what you want type of game.
Yeah, story-based, yeah.
Yeah, like Assassin's Creed. It's always been, here's your next mission, go do this. Here's your next mission, go do this. It's never like, let's go see this NPC who's going to give me this other mission to go do. Never been like that. So they could be trying to find out a way to do that as well. How can we open world this thing like all of our other games, and how can we make money off it outside of the initial purchase? That, I think, is where their heads are at. So we'll see. We'll see what they come up with. We got to go, everybody, but thank you so much for joining us in the chat room, listening on the show or on the radio, that sort of thing. We really, really appreciate it every single time you guys listen, so thank you so much. Go to ingamechat.net. You can join us on Twitter, Facebook. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel, which this video will go up tomorrow. You can subscribe to our Twitch channel, which you could be watching right now. Probably not with this game that's going on. But you can join our Discord, our clan Discord for Destiny 2 if you want to. If you're playing that, you can join our Steam group. But thank you so much, everybody. Have a great week. We'll see you next Saturday. Our final track from Death Stranding is a track called Timefall. It is the final track on the soundtrack. Have a great week. We'll see you next Saturday.